Welcome to another segment of Meaty Meeting. I'm Dawn Morgan. New Mexico Junior College, a two-year institution in Hobbs, has put us on the map yet again, winning the National Indoor Track and Field Championship for Women and a host of other awards, and are busy preparing for the National Outdoor Meet, which is coming up soon. But in studio now, the National Track and Field Coach of the Year, Head Coach for NMJC, Keith Blackwell, and the National Track and Field Athletes of the Year, Latavia Coombs, a jumper and sprinter, and Esther Gitahi, a distance runner. Tell me about the championship itself, about that event, and what happened and transpired that allowed NMJC to take that title.
Well, we were, we were in Pittsburgh, Kansas, for the national meet. I mean, every junior college in the nation that qualifies was there. We were fortunate going in. We were ranked number one through the whole season. I guess I don't know if that's fortunate or not, but it was
a lot of pressure when you're when you're number one. There's a target on your back, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, we had the same thing last year going in, and we didn't have a great meet last year. And you know, I really didn't feel this meet was a great meet for us either. But the fact is, you know, we had some very good performances. We had some good things happen, and the girls stepped up, and we were able to win a national title this year.
Excellent.
We scored 121 points. Iowa Central was second with 116.
So you had some room.
A little bit of room,
yeah.
You know, that breathing room didn't come to the very end.
How many athletes are on the team?
We have a total of 24. Okay. We took a total of 21 to the indoor national meet. That is a qualifying meet. You have to run a certain standard or jump a certain jump. It is all qualified. So everybody that was there actually qualified to get there, and it was difficult at times to be able to hit those standards.
Tell us about the last couple of years and what's been going on.
2 years ago, we were third at indoor nationals, third at outdoor nationals. Last year, we were second at indoor nationals and second at outdoor nationals. So this year we were first at indoor, and we're trying to make that progression to be able to be first in the outdoor also.
Outdoor comes when, Coach?
May the 18th through the 20th in Hutchinson, Kansas.
Okay. So what are the things that you're trying to improve on that you know you're going to want to do, but before the outdoor comes?
Well, outdoor runs a little different. We add the discus, we add the javelin, we add the 4x1, we take away some of the middle distance events. The short sprints now become the 100 meters, 100 meter hurdles, things like that. So really the goal is to, the events that are the same, just keep progressing and getting better. And then the events that are coming in new, we need to be able to be ready and get those qualified also.
Right. So what was the reaction when you knew you were close? Did it come down to a final event? Or?
It did. Yeah. Going into the 4x4, we were ahead 116 to 114 over Iowa Central. The thought at that point was, you know, we have to beat them in the 4x4 to be able to win the national title. Crystal Sparling was our lead leg on the 4x4, and she had pulled up at the end of the 60, so she wasn't able to run. So it was a stressful decision to decide who was going to be able to run that, and the fact that, you know, we were going to have to beat them. And they were in the heat before us, fortunately, and we saw them run 3:47, which was pretty good. So we knew we had to run equivalent to that or better to be able to beat them. And we went out and ran 3:45 and ended up fourth, and they ended up seventh in the 4x4, so that kind of sealed it for us.
Yeah, this is a huge deal. You know, people, it's a national title.
Yeah.
About how many other community and junior colleges are there that you compete against, maybe?
Gosh. I mean, total athletes at the meet, we're looking at around 800.
Yeah.
Team-wise, I think, you know, there's probably right around 50 to 60 teams that qualified to be there.
And it doesn't happen without a lot of hard work,
right.
An awful lot of hard work,
right.
And without other things going on too, commitment to recruitment, retention, making sure that once the athletes do come in, you keep them happy, that they're happy, and that they, you know, they're here, and that they're poised. This is a bridge, really, to what's
right.
Next for them in their lives, education-wise and athletically as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Latavia, did you think that something like National Field Athlete of the Year would come your way?
No, I wasn't thinking like that. I just put up my all do whatever Coach Blackwell told me to do.
Yeah. yeah, he said, yeah, she says now, right?
yeah.
Esther, how did you feel when you were named the National Track Athlete of the Year?
Okay, of course, I was very happy to be named the Athlete of the Year, but that was not my expectation because I've never ran the outdoors nor the indoor because this is my first time to run the outdoor because I'm a freshman.
You are a freshman. And where's your home country, Esther?
I'm from Kenya.
From Kenya. Mm-hmm. How long have you been here in the United States?
I guess it's 2 months.
Just a couple of months. Wow. Mm-hmm. And how did this come about?
A lot of games in Kenya because I've been running in the national team, the junior team, and also in the youth team, and I've represented Kenya in various events, out, of course, in Africa.
And how did you come to the United States? Did someone see you and say, hey, we have an opportunity for you here?
Of course. When I was in high school, we used to participate in athletics, and then there were some coaches from United States, and they would come and see those who are running, and they would tell us to do better in classes and both in co-curricular activities, and I had to do that so that I can be able to be here.
What made you say, yes, I'll do it, I'll go for this?
Okay, if I was in Kenya, of course I would be able to compete with athletes in Kenya, but I find it better to be here because in Kenya when you're running, it's, of course you can run, but they'll never support you to pay your high school, to your college fees or maybe the university, and so I saw it's better for me to be here in USA because I can be able to run and also be supported to pay my college fee.
So you are a freshman. Are you committed? You're going to go ahead and spend another year at New Mexico Junior College?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
She's smiling. I think that's a good thing. Yeah. Keith is like, yeah, definitely she's staying here.
Coach Becker did a great job with Esther. He's been trying to get her over here for a year and a half.
Okay.
And it has been up and down struggle and, you know, it persistence just from him. I mean, he does a great job. He works very hard. And
who is Coach Becker?
He is my assistant coach. He is the head cross country.
Okay.
He coaches the middle distance and the distance on the track. And, you know, Coach Becker is, you know, he was very persistent to get Esther over here. And thank goodness for that.
We're going to get back to Esther, but I'm leaving Latavia off by herself, and we want to bring Latavia into the conversation. Latavia Coombs, where are you from?
I'm from Jamaica.
From Jamaica. You have that lovely lilt, too. The accents are beautiful. You guys may feel self-conscious about speaking English, but you shouldn't be, because it's lovely to hear the accents and to know that you bring such a richness and culture, you know, with you, in addition to your athletic skills. So where in Jamaica, Latavia?
St. Catherine.
Okay. How long have you been over here in the States?
2 years.
Yep, okay. Second year.
So you're a sophomore.
Yes.
At NMJC. Okay, so what is next for you?
I'm making my decision to go to a D1 university.
Wow. What are your events? What are your specialties, Latavia?
I partake in the multi and jumps.
Okay. What are the things that you're working on most now before the outdoor?
My technique in all my events. I need to get that right.
Okay. Who's the best?
Kendra Harrison in the hurdles, Genevieve Russell in the 400-meter hurdles.
Coach, what do you think about this team and about, you know, these two girls, but all?
It's a special team in the fact that they were able to win the national title. They were able to step up. You know, the girls that are sophomores right now, they've progressed. They've gotten much better since their freshman year. You know, but the most important thing is the fact that they pulled together. They couldn't win this title if they didn't pull together and help each other out and come together a little bit as a team. And, you know, it's tough because people all think that track and field is an individual sport. And you know, to an extent, when you're on that track, when you're on that runway, when you're doing what you do, yes, it is individual, but you've got your teammates in the stands and all around the track yelling for you and helping you out. And there does come a point where, you know, you get tired and you're wore out and you want to just shut down a little bit. But with your teammates around you helping you and pushing you, you're going to be able to hold that and be better. This week we will go to UTEP on and compete there on Saturday.
Okay. All right. So you've got some warm-up events. You've got some things that'll stretch you and push you. What are your strongest events and what are your weakest events?
I think the jumpers are most definitely in the triple jump. We're really strong there. We went 1-2-3 at indoor nationals in triple jump.
Wow.
Which is rarely ever done.
Deep.
The distance races, Esther, no doubt, is very dominant there. But I also think in the sprints with the 4x1 and the short sprints, the 1 and the 2, we've got 3 or 4 young ladies right there that could be possibly in the top 4 or 5, each one of them in outdoor nationals.
Wow, that's really amazing. That's really great. I mean, you're looking at 24 athletes on your team,
yeah,
and to have that many, to be that deep in these events, that speaks well. What do you attribute that to? Is it your recruiting? Is it coaching? I mean, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think that a little bit of that comes from the success. I mean, you know, the fact that we were third and then second last year and now able to move up, I think that the success of the program has gotten out a little bit and has made recruiting a little bit easier. You know, but the other part of that is, I mean, our cumulative team GPA last semester was a 3.22. Yeah, if we're getting it done in the classroom and we're getting it done on the track, I mean, that kind of success is just helps in the future. It helps with recruiting. It helps more people to want to come here.
Yeah, and it helps you, you know, as you move on, it gives you even more opportunities. Athletics is one thing, and that's great, but the academics with the athleticism, that's really remarkable.
Right.
So congratulations on that. We're talking about your home countries. What do you miss the most? Jamaica is so beautiful. It's wildly beautiful. But what do you miss the most about Jamaica?
The food.
What's your favorite food? What's your favorite thing?
I love Akian saltfish dumplings.
Esther, I'm going to ask you the same thing. What do you miss the most about Kenya?
Of course I miss food, the delicious food in Kenya.
Well, thanks for being here and toughing it out and being a part of it, even though it's going to be a brief time. I think that's the challenge. I think it's tougher probably to coach sports at a junior college or a community college because you only have 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's really tougher to build a program that, you know, than at a 4-year college or university, I think.
It is. I mean, and, you know, a little bit of that is – you know, by the time, you know, some of our girls are sophomores, they're just starting to figure things out. So when they do leave and they end up going to the 4-year, you know, the 4-year schools kind of reap the benefits of what we have done the past 2 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's difficult at times. And, you know, the girls all say the same thing. You're going to miss me when I leave. But I don't think so.
Yes, you are going to.
What have you gotten out of Coach Blackwell and the rest of the coaching staff? What do you think about them? How have they impacted you as an athlete and as a person?
He helped me to get that motivation and drive. He always, like, pushing me to do things. Sometimes I'm lazy in practice, I can tell you that much. And he always make fun of me, so.
Well, that's what the coach, I think that's the challenge, is every athlete is individual. And as a coach, you have to realize what motivates that individual. You know, you look at your athlete's strengths and weaknesses and their personality, right?
Yes.
And you decide, okay, how do I reach this athlete? How do I help him or her connect with the inner athlete and bring the best out of themselves? And Latavia, do you think there's more in you to get? Have we seen the best of you yet?
I think there's more. I think there's absolutely more to put out.
Excellent.
I just need to listen to Coach Blackwell.
All right. Well, you've done pretty well so far. I think, you know, you're definitely on the right path, and Esther too. Good luck. Keith, what have we not talked about that you want to talk about and acknowledge in terms of your team, the achievement, and what's next? What's coming?
Oh, I think we've covered pretty much everything. I think that the success that we've been able to have is, you have to attribute that to our leadership that we have, the administration at New Mexico Junior College, all the help that the faculty gives to everyone, to every student at New Mexico Junior College. I mean, the tutoring and everything that goes on there is just phenomenal. So I mean, it's a really a team effort from the whole school.
Yeah, it's a good support. I mean, this community
Absolutely.
Is famous for that in
Yes.
all levels. I mean, appreciate your accomplishments and what you've done. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
And we'll check in on you guys again. Hey, go win that next title. I think we might have to do this again if you win. So, and you know, go off and bring that championship back, and good luck and have a great time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Meaty Meeting. I'm Dawn Morgan. Please join us next week.